Welcome to the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church. We hope our broadcast will bless you.
This morning our call to worship is taken from Ecclesiastes 3, and I will be reading verses 1 through 8 and 11 using the Good News Translation as well as the New Living Version. You'll notice some ideas here perhaps that you've not thought about in this familiar passage, and I did some checking, and indeed this translation is accurate, so listen with interest. Everything that happens in this world happens at the time God chooses. He sets the time for birth and the time for death, the time for planting and the time for pulling up, the time for killing and the time for healing, the time for tearing down and the time for building. He sets the time for sorrow and the time for joy, the time for mourning and the time for dancing, the time for making love and the time for not making love, the time for kissing and the time for not kissing. He sets the time for finding and the time for losing, the time for saving and the time for throwing away, the time for tearing and the time for mending, the time for silence and the time for talk. He sets the time for love and the time for hate, the time for war and the time for peace. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has put thoughts of the forever in human minds. Yet, humans cannot understand the work God has done from the beginning to the end. Let us worship the Lord. As we join together in prayer this morning, we would invite any who have special praises or requests who would like to come forward to do so as we kneel in the front, and as far as possible, I invite all of you to kneel as we seek the Lord in prayer. O God, our Creator, humbly we kneel in your presence, seeking to know you better, seeking to worship you and to bring our praises to your name. You have made our world. We have sinned. The beauty with which it was originally shrouded has been lost, and yet there is much beauty that remains. We're reminded of you when we see that beauty. This week we saw snow again. Some of us look forward to it, others less so, but all of us agree on its wonderful beauty and the reminder it has of your desire to cleanse and to purify our hearts and our lives, to make us white as snow. You created us to live without sin, to live without death, without pain and suffering. And through Adam's sin and our own failings, sin and its consequences abound in our world today. We look forward, Father, to the time when you will correct this problem. And we thank you for your commitments to correcting this problem in the past, in the present, and in the future. How can we forget Jesus, our Savior, who shed his blood so that the penalty of eternal death would not fall on those who follow you? We would seek that blessed gift from you. This morning, Heavenly Father, we come confessing our failings, our sins, and asking your forgiveness. And we humbly pray that you will cleanse us just now. May we be white as snow in your sight. Lord, we have many needs, and on our hearts there are many requests this morning, as well as praises for the things that you've done and that you do, and that you will do in the future. Father, I would pray that you will be with members of our church family who are not here with us this morning, as well as with us. But we think of some who are in difficult situations, some who have suffered loss of friends or family members, some who are ill, some who are unable to attend because of age and infirmities. Some may be visiting elsewhere. We would pray for each one that your special Sabbath day blessing will rest upon them. Lord, we witness to many people from day to day, and we would ask that your Holy Spirit will be at work in the lives of those with whom we seek to share your truth. We ourselves have much to learn, and we thank you for the privilege of sharing your truth with others and thereby learning. Lord, we have many young people in our church, and we're thankful for that. Some are away at school. We would ask your blessing on them as they continue in their studies, take examinations, make decisions for their future and for their lives. Guide each one. Guide those who teach them and who lead out in the educational and the ministerial work of our church. And also, Father, we remember our world leaders and the difficult situations that they face. We know that some are trying very hard to do your will, so we pray for your guidance and your blessing on them. And where there is resistance, I pray that your will be done. Father, we pause now to offer our silent petitions and our thanks to you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. Thank you for this privilege of worshiping you. We would remember especially Caitlin this morning as she brings the message that you've placed in her heart. Give her wisdom and an able voice to convey your purpose and your will for each of our lives. Bless us as we continue our worship, so we lift our hearts to you. May your presence be felt among us. May we each one be preparing for the home that you have planned for us. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Time for the children's story.
Good morning, guys. Happy Sabbath. So, I have a question for you. Do you guys know what clay is? What is it? Somebody other than Christopher, because I know he knows what it is. Okay, but the clay and the earth, you can make things out of it. So this is something I made. Something my great-grandma made. She made this, and my brother made this, and then this is unfinished. Okay. It's gonna get messy. This is clay from the pottery studio that I take lessons at. I borrowed it. And you can see it's white. Some clay is red, like the things that are up there, and some clay is white. This is white. There are three ways that you can make things out of clay. You can hand build them. You just take some clay. You just take clay and you start molding it with your hands, like this. You can make little bowls out of it or whatever you want. The second way, you can put it on a wheel, a spinning wheel. And you can make a pot out of it, like those up there. And the third way is one of my favorites. You can make coils, and you can make a bowl out of the coils. You roll the clay between your hands like this, and it turns it into a snake. And then you would take this, the bottom of a pot or something, And you would start wrapping the coils around it like this. And you would make longer ones and wrap it all the way up, like that one. So clay starts out as something dirty and messy and nothing. It's just plain. It's all white and disgusting. And then eventually you can work it and you can mold it and you can turn it into something with color and vibrance and beauty. So watch for it in the sermon today and watch for it in the DVD that's going to go during the scripture reading, during the special music. Do you guys want to feel it? Okay. It's just dirt. I'm sure you guys have all been a little bit dirty. So then, thanks. So then, pass this down. And that's all smooth. It's kind of wet, yeah. Thank you. Okay, you guys can go back to your seats. Thank you.
Today's scripture reading is from Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands, so that the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, Can I not do with you as this potter does? Declares the Lord. Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand.
Good morning and happy Sabbath. This morning, we're going to talk about pottery. When we are baptized, we give everything we have to God. We give him our trust and we give him our love. We give him our hearts and we allow him to be completely in control of our lives. And though he tests us and challenges us, we are supposed to be strong and not let anything break us or weaken us. But sometimes life is too much and we make choices that affect us negatively. We are broken, we are torn down, we are imperfect. Our hearts are flawed. This is when we must rededicate ourselves to Christ, give our hearts to him again, so that they can be remade, reformed into something wonderful, into something beautiful, into something perfect again. The title of the sermon is Arise, Go Down to the Potter's. The reason that we chose this title is because the potter, in Jeremiah 18, it says, the potter, arise and go down to the potter's, for you will be taught a lesson there. The potter wasn't a king. He wasn't upper class, he was lower class. He made pottery. He was an artist. The question today is, what can the potter teach us? Pottery is ubiquitous. This is Native American pottery. Usually it's found in little pieces that we call potsherds, but these were found in whole pieces. Pottery is worldwide. You can find it anywhere you go. Pottery is beautiful. These are some of my favorite pieces. It's also Native American pottery. My favorite one up here is the one with the snake, but all of them are really beautiful. Pottery is useful. Almost everything I make is useful. I make a bunch of little pots, and I have little trinkets that go in them. And here are some other examples of how pottery can be useful. Pottery has character. They're all made out of the same thing. Every piece that you make is made out of clay, but it's all different at the same time. No piece is alike. They're all unique. All of these are almost the same color, but none of them are the same size, the same shape, and none of them have the same design. Pottery was all created. It came from dust, and it will return to dust. It's breakable. Once you break a pot, you're not going to try to super glue it back together or something, you're going to go get a new one because it's useless when it's broken. So we've talked about all these things, but what we haven't talked about is how it returns to dust. Pottery is dirt. When you find the clay, it's nothing. And then it becomes something wonderful and beautiful. And then when it breaks, it returns to dust again. kind of like us. This is how pottery is made. It starts out as dirt, nothing. It's simply just what's on the screen, dirt. And then water is combined with the clay to get it to the right consistency. You prepare it. You remove any stones or pieces of grass or anything that could make your pot have a flaw. It's molded into a ball so that you can prepare it for being used on the wheel. Next is formed. You perfectly center the clay on your wheel and you make it spin. You bring it up and you press it down until it's perfectly in the center. You pull it up again and you press your thumbs into it and open it, beginning your pot. You can then add any details like a little rim or any lines or anything that you want in it. Next is the initial firing. Your pot will be fired around 1,730 degrees Fahrenheit. This is just to get the initial done and then it becomes bisqueware. It's plain, it's simple, there's nothing unusual about it, but it's still beautiful. Next comes glazing. There are many different ways you can glaze your pot. You can dip it like is shown above, you can paint it with a brush, you can put it back on the wheel and apply the glaze with your fingers, or you can use a stamp and stamp it on. After it's glazed, your pot is put back in the kiln for the final firing. Usually your pot will be fired in a kiln around 2,530 degrees, but here, these are pictures from our Native American style firing that we did this fall, and my brother Christopher was in charge of that whole thing. And there's an example over here of what comes out of it. You don't put glaze on these pieces. They're just put in the fire and then they're charred. These are all pieces, and obviously they started out very differently with more amounts of clay or less amounts, but they all turned out very unique with different patterns and designs and colors. Declares the Lord, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand. The clay is nothing until it is in God's hand. What he makes is priceless, but without him it is nothing. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. The work of God is without comparison, and God takes nothing and he makes it into something. But now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Like clay, when it's found, we have impurities. God takes these impurities away from us when we repent to him and give our lives to him. From the beginning, God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. Putting water into the clay is like the work of the Holy Spirit into our lives. When we put water into the clay, it becomes the right consistency, and then you can mold it to make it into something wonderful. The Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life. I am just like you before God. I too have been taken from clay. Dependent on God, we are dependent on God for everything. When we forget that, we ourselves get in trouble. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. He has a plan, if we're willing to follow him. But without him, we are nothing, just like the clay when it is found. God, your Redeemer, who shaped your life in the mother's womb, says, I am God. I am all that is. With no help from you, I spread out the skies and I laid out the earth. We are unique. We are each different. And God doesn't need us. He chose us. We are hard pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. God has a purpose for us, just like he has one for the just like the potter has one for the clay. But sometimes we have to be pressed and pushed and formed so that we follow the plan that he has for us. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. We do not form ourselves, God forms us. Woe to those who quarrel with their maker, those who are nothing but potsherds among the potsherds on the ground. Does the clay say to the potter, what are you making? Does your work say, the potter has no hands? The clay didn't just jump on the wheel and form itself into something. It was formed by God, or was formed by the potter, just like we are formed by God. But who are you, O man, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to him who formed it, why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for noble purposes and some for common use? Be enthusiastic about the plan that God has for you. The project that you see here wasn't made in one step. It was made in many different steps, just like any project is. We are not formed we are not put into God's plan in one step. It happens gradually. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. Pure gold put in the fire comes out of it proved pure. Genuine faith put through this suffering comes out proved genuine. When Jesus wraps this all up, it's your faith, not your gold, that God will have on display as evidence of his victory. Be strong, because this life won't always be easy. But the trials that we're put through them for a purpose. Oh yes, you shaped me first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God, you're breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit. How I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I'd even lived one. This text explains itself. He knows each day of our lives. He knows the plan that he has for us, and he's had that plan since before we were born, since before our parents were born. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Though there are trials ahead, still God has a plan to keep us safe. I know what I am planning for you, says the Lord. I have good plans for you, not plans to hurt you. I will give you hope and a good future. God will always have something positive, no matter what the negative consequences that we've endured are. So we can go through all these things that we go through. We can be hurt, we can be changed, but we'll come out positively. The question today is, will you let the potter form you?
Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still.
Sing with me again.
Have thine own way.
And now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good to do his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
You have been listening to the broadcast from the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2420 East Ashman in Midland, Michigan. If you are in the area, we cordially invite you to visit our church Saturday mornings. If you are a distance away, we encourage you to continue visiting our website and weekly podcast at midlandsda.org.